Now time for a locker room chat with Oskaloosa voice and basketball coach Jeremy Rockhold after the Valley Falls midseason basketball tournament. Pair of games from last week. Coach, we'll start off with your guys' game versus ACCHS. That's a very good team you guys played, losing that one 52-43. What are your thoughts on that game?
We played pretty well. We're up 10 there in the third quarter, and got to give credit to them. They started knocking down shots outside. They got hot, and all of a sudden it was like, oh crap, what do we do? And we didn't have an answer. We tried to get up there, made some tough shots there in the fourth quarter, and we had some looks that didn't fall for us, and end up losing by 9.
And coach, this is the ACCHS team that has a lot of athletes, I'm sure you're aware, and they're able to move their feet very well on the defensive side of the ball. Your thoughts on your guys' offensive abilities to combat that?
Especially the first three quarters, we were doing pretty good. We know how athletic and strong and fast they are, so we were real methodical with our offense and did a good job. We got downhill, attacked the rim, and got a couple of them in foul trouble that really helped. And defensively, we're minus our two post guys because of injuries. I thought we did a pretty good job down low, and everything was working until they started knocking shots down outside.
And then you guys followed it up with a tough game against Rossville. They dropped 76 points on you guys. What were some things defensively that were just not working for you?
We were losing our guys on the perimeter, especially. Once again, same kind of thing. We were really trying to help out down low because of our size right now. And when we did that, we left guys open on the perimeter, and that third quarter, they got hot and started nailing threes. And once that started happening, we just couldn't shoot, honestly, either.
You have about 10 days to let those games kind of simmer, at least from when that game finalized against Rossville. Your next game is until the 31st at Valley Falls. So what are some things you've learned from this tournament experience that you can possibly move forward if you guys aren't fully healthy back by that time?
We got to do a good job offensively of moving the ball. We're kind of having a problem sometimes where it's sticking on the perimeter and we're not getting it side to side. We're not making the defense work hardly at all. We're coming down one pass and shoot. And I told our guys, we need to run offense, just if nothing else, to make the defense work. And then defensively, we've been pretty solid. We just got to do a better job. Without Hunter Boyd, he's been our vocal leader on defense. Everybody's got to step up and talk more. Defensively, we're not doing a good enough job talking. And when we do that, like I always tell them, you've never seen a good, quiet defense. They're always talking. They're always telling each other what they're seeing, what's going on. And we've got to start getting back to doing that.
Very true. Coach, last question for you. You guys take on a Valley Falls team that you played all the way back, seems like almost a year ago, but it was back in December the 2nd. You guys, this first game of the season, you guys have both lost your last three games. How important is this one for you, for both of you guys?
It's important. They're all important, but yeah, especially now, trying to get back on the winning side. And, they're going to have Cervantes back, healthy, which doesn't make things easy. You pair him with Evans, and they're two of the best players in our league. So we're going to have our hands full, but we just got to get back out there, get back to doing what was working for us at the beginning of the season, and, see what happens.
All right, Coach, best of luck. Really appreciate your time, and I'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good.
That was Oskaloosa boys head basketball coach Jeremy Rockhold here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Taylor Insurance and Barnett Family Funeral Home.